I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ha! And I don't have my hat. It's in the other room. Oh, well. My folks are like, Dr. Bill, where's your hat? It's safe. It's right in there. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I am hatless today. That's okay. However, we do have a show. I've already had some folks write me and say, Dr. Bill, where's the show? Where's the show? Don't worry about it. We're going to do a show. Just running a little late. I was busy yesterday doing lots and lots of nothing. Do you realize how much concentration it takes to do so much nothing? Quite a lot. Actually, I was doing some research. Yes. I was doing research into DSLRs. Yes, we'll talk more about that later. DSLR, digital single lens reflex cameras. Sounds all techie, doesn't it? Of course it is. If I'm doing the research, you know it is. All right, anyway, we'll talk about that later. Because it's later in the show. Anyway, in the meantime, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I know some folks think, why do you say that every week? Because one is supposed to say these things. Elst. That's a good word. How would you know that I was a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network and the International Association of Internet Association of Broadcasters? Blah, blah, blah. It's hard to say. Anyway, how would you know? You wouldn't. Unless you went back and watched other shows where I said it then. Which you could do, and that's okay. But anyway, it's just something you do. There are things you do because you're supposed to. All right. Anyway, we got stuff, so let's get into the stuff. The top 25 most used passwords for 2013. I'm sure you're just waiting with bated breath. Actually, if you think about the term waited with bated breath, it always makes me think of chewing on worms. Ugh. You know, bait. I know it's spelled differently, Fred. It's not the same baited. It's a term that means something along the lines of being excited and anxious and waiting impatiently for something. Waiting with bated breath. That's what the phrase is all about. But I always think about baited, B-A-I-T-E-D, like worms. You know, the old thing you used to do in school. Everybody hates me, think I'll eat some worms. I would never be tempted to do that, ever. I know there are actually some people who like eating worms that have chocolate coatings, to which I say, blah. Okay? No. You're crazy. And many other assorted things that I might say in that particular instance. Okay. The top 25... most used words, you know, my collar is all wonky. It happens because my collar is just so roomy. These shirts just are getting really roomy, you know, as I lose weight, which is a good thing, but it just makes it look odd. Anyway, so these are the passwords that the really clueless people used in 2013, and this particular writer, Melanie Pinola from IT World, they wrote this article. She asked the question, We wonder if there's any hope for us when it comes to online security. And based on these passwords, I would say definitively, no. Okay, of course, the number one password from 2012 was password. P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. Someone used password for their password. Not just someone, actually. Many, many, many someones. Because it was number one. But this year, we have a new winner. The new winner is 123456. Folks, please, please, do better than that. Anyway, that was number one. Number two was still password. Number three was the very original. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You see the pattern here. Number four was QWERTY. Q-W-E-R-T-Y. In other words, yes, you got it. The letters there, the first letters on the standard American keyboard. Number five. ABC 123. ABC. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Guess the Jackson 5. ABC 123. What? I know I should not quit my day job when it comes to singing. Okay. The number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, we're getting just a little more creative. Number 7, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. 6 ones in a row. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Number 9, finally someone with just a little more creativity. I love you. All run together in lowercase. I love you. Well, that's sweet. Okay, but not very secure. Number 10, Adobe, like as in the Adobe Reader, Adobe 123. Why? I have no idea. Number 11, I'm not going to read all of these. 123123. Number 11. Number 12, admin, A-D-M-I-N. I got to go these next two, just that far, no further. 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. It's like they figure if they add each number, it's going to get harder to guess. No. And then finally, the ever popular, this one's really very popular. It's number 14 over all passwords. And it's let me in. L-E-T-M-E-I-N, all run together as one word, let me in. If your password was any of those, you've been pwned. Oh, my goodness. That's just bad, folks. I mean, come on. You got to do better. Okay. Next item. Next one is a new development version of Wine is released. Now, of course, we know that Wine is a recursive name for some open source software. Linuxy type folks like recursive naming, like GNU, new. There is an animal called a new, and it's pronounced the same as N-E-W, new, but GNU is news, not Unix. See the recursiveness? Okay, so Wine is not an emulator. Wine is not an emulator. Well, it's not an emulator. It's actually the use of APIs in Linux of Windows APIs so that you can run Windows software in a Linux environment. And it's actually quite amazingly cool. But it actually kind of functions in a way like an emulator in that it emulates the Windows API environment. So I kind of slightly disagree with the recursive name. But I won't quibble. It does work. Matter of fact, I have long used it to run eSword, e-sword, which is available, by the way, at e-sword.net. eSword is a freely and openly available, now it's not open source, but it's openly available, Bible. It's the best one ever for Windows, okay? But the guy, specifically, I wrote him an email and said, could you please write one for Linux? He went, are you crazy? No! It's Windows only, and it will be forever. Oh, well. However, with Wine, if you install Wine, you can run eSword, and it will run gloriously, okay? So that's one example of Windows software that I use under Wine while on Linux, okay? And there's a lot of other stuff that'll run under Wine as well, so you just need to check it out. Well, anyway, this new official release of the development version, now I will mention this is the development version, not the what they call the stable version, but it has a whole lot of cool stuff in it. It has Unescribe support in the rich edit control, support for condition variables and slim reader writer locks, more 3D command stream preparation work, optional start menu in desktop mode, improved support for vertical font metrics, various bug fixes, and the source code, because it's open source, is available now. So there you go. Good stuff. So go check that out. It is much goodness. Next item, happy 30th anniversary to the Apple Mac. Now, I remember when the Apple Mac was released. I was actually working, believe it or not, in IT at the time, but I was running Digital Equipment Corporation VAX computers. Yes, I know, that was a long time ago. It was back in 1984. Yike. And I remember it well. I was working there. Good old Ciba Geigy Corporation, which just does not exist anymore. It's now Syngenta. Okay? But anyway, I digress. The point is, back in 1984, Steve Jobs launched the Macintosh. And he was very excited about it. And so he was asked by a writer, this particular writer here that wrote this article, Stephen Levy, who at the time worked for Rolling Stone magazine, if he could interview him. And Steve said, yeah, I'll let you interview me if you'll give me the cover. Put me on the cover. And Stephen said, no. Back then, Steve wasn't the big deal that he later came to be. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a rock star back then, so he didn't get his face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone. It's a song. It's an old song, but it's a song. Anyway. So he didn't get the cover, but he did do the story finally. Steve was a little actually upset that he didn't get the cover, but it's okay. But I like the last little bit of this article. This guy who wrote this article many, many years ago, 1984, 30 years ago. That's still hard to believe. But anyway, he said, it was the first of many conversations I would have with Steve Jobs over the next few decades, up until the year that he died. But it was perhaps the most unforgettable, simply because it was all so new. The computer, the team, Steve. The whole package was, in a nutshell, the essence of a seismic shift that was about to occur. This is in the computing world, obviously. One that would indeed, as I heard it that day, Steve told him, put a dent in the universe. Now, I like what the guy says here. Universe, consider yourself dented. In 2014, IBM doesn't even make PCs. Back then, Apple was competing against IBM, and everybody was laughing like, what? Apple? Are you kidding? IBM is the big dog. Well, these days, IBM doesn't even make PCs anymore. Apple is not a $10 billion company, which was Steve Jobs' goal at the time, this unbelievable, unreachable goal of $10 billion. It's a half a trillion dollars, which for those of you in Rio Linda is more than $10 billion. Okay? Yikes. Jobs is gone, but he left us having built the company, or rebuilt the company beyond its previous glory, satisfied that he'd restored its soul. Amazingly, one thing has not changed. Though three decades of evolution, we still have a machine whose DNA recognizably traces back to its origin. Indeed, 30 years after Jobs introduced his machine at the Flint Center in Cupertino, this writer says, I am writing these words on a Macintosh. So at least one sense, 2014 is like 1984. Isn't that weird? This guy was present when the Apple computer was introduced. Apple Macintosh computer was introduced. Wow, that's just so cool. Whoa! Okay, Fred says enough of that. It's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is DSLR controller. Now, I said that I was jazzed about DSLRs because I'm getting a Canon EOS Rebel T3i, just like the picture here, okay? Dude. Now, yes, I know, drool. Those of you that are into photojournalism and photography and videography and things of that nature, dude. Well, I've been researching on it, as I am wont to do very many times when it comes to techie things. And I found that there's this amazingly awesome software. First of all, the Canon EOS Rebel T3i, I'm still going through the name, getting it straight, has software that comes with it that when you connect your laptop, like the laptop I have in front of me here, to the camera through the USB cable, you can control the entire camera from your computer. Dude! So this laptop sitting here in front of me could control the camera that's recording me right now, if it were the Canon Rebel EOS T3i, and I could focus and start it and stop it and all those good things right from here, from my laptop. That's just amazingly cool! Well, this is pretty amazingly cool, too. This software that is the Geek Software of the Week is for your Android. Either your phone or your tablet or whatever that you have Android running on. And you can hook your USB cable up. And you can control the camera entirely from your phone. How amazingly cool is that? Dude! Now, but, however, if you want to do it wirelessly, then you go out and you buy yourself a cheap TL-MR3040 pocketable wireless router from TP-Link. Of course you do. They used to cost $99, but they're not as new now, so they've dropped down on Amazon to where they're $29. I mean, that's not that bad, okay? And the way it is, it's a little bitty router. And you flash it with special firmware, and you connect it up to your Canon camera, your DSLR, and it supports other models too. It's not just the Canon. And then you connect wirelessly over Wi-Fi to the router, because it becomes an access point, from your tablet and the software, and you can control it with nothing up your sleeve, no wires connected. That's just so cool. I'm just a little bit excited, you can tell, can't you? So if all goes well, and the Amazon delivery amazing beings and creatures all get it together. Sounds very mythical, doesn't it? Beings and creatures. Anyway, if it all comes in when it's supposed to on Wednesday, then by Saturday, hopefully I'll be able to do the show with the new camera, and you'll be able to see every little hair in my eyelash. Is that a good thing? I don't know, but anyway, we'll see. Should be interesting. At any rate, it'll be much clearer and cooler And, dude, I'm pretty jazzed. I mean, this microphone here, which allows me to use my official FM DJ voice. Anyway, I mean, I can do the DJ voice without the microphone, but it sounds cool over the microphone because of the high quality of the microphone. Anyway, so this really cool, expensive microphone, I will be able to pair with a really expensive, cool camera, and I'll have amazing audio and amazing video, and it will be glorious, and there'll be birds will sing and fly through the air, and many exciting things will happen. Well, in my mind, which is a very interesting place. Many people have thought that, as a matter of fact. But anyway, should be fun. And of course, highly geeky. Yes. So join us next time for the very exciting and amazing introduction of the Canon EOS Rebel T3i. I have to think through each part of it as I say it. So until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.